love that sound.
Chalisa, are you trying to freeze me to death?
No, I'm just trying to get you out of that shower. You have been in there for over 10 minutes and I gotta go to work.
I'm tired of punching your time clock.
Whitley, I am sick of you using all the hot water. Now, when my sister gets here, you will limit your shower to 5 minutes.
Oh, no, I won't. I'm not playing Cinderella to you two evil sisters. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. Don't you have a bath to take?
We need the integral for x equals 1 to 5 of 3x squared dx.
Yes, correct.
All right.
Body slam blue.
All right.
Ah, a volunteer. Terrence, calculate the area, please.
Why?
Not why, x, my brother. Now get up here. Put that video game down and pick up this chalk. It's your turn.
All right.
Okay.
The integral of 3x squared dx, which we don't care about, is x cubed, which we care about three times less. I've been plugging in 5 and 1. You get, 124, and this big old ugly shape right here, which nobody cares about either.
I care, Terrence.
And so do I.
I do.
People, let's call it a day.
Thank you. Don't go home and forget this stuff.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. We will talk later.
Hmm? Yes, Dad. Mm-hmm. You'll talk, I'll listen, I'll promise, and we'll talk again.
Let me have this.
Colonel Taylor, he knows the work. He's just lost interest.
The boy is lazy. Why can't he be more like you, huh? Phi Beta Kappa accepted into the Hillman Avery PhD program. I mean, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Thank you, sir, but there's still hope for Terrence. He's just a freshman. Remember me, freshman year?
Oh, that's not a pretty picture.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
But you're a senior now, and it's all coming together for you.
Actually, sir, it's quite overwhelming. I don't know. I have this interview with Kanishwa this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
And for the past 3 years, I was sure I wanted to work there. But now, since this grad school acceptance, I don't know, I really enjoy teaching.
Hey, well, you know, teaching has its rewards.
Yeah, unfortunately, money isn't one of them.
Right, yes, I'll get back to you. Okay, bye-bye. Dwayne!
Hi.
Please. I've watched you develop for the past 3 years. It's no secret you're our top candidate for the consulting position.
No, it's not. My mom was telling the whole neighborhood.
Well, I think the only open issues here are money and perks.
Perk me.
For an engineer of your caliber, we're willing to increase our starting salary by 15%.
Yes, that sounds very equitable, sir.
Now, we know you're being wooed by our competitors.
Oh, I never felt more popular in my life.
But just remember, Dwayne, we think of you as part of the Kanishiwa family. You are the future of the company.
Maybe.
Maybe? What would it take to turn this maybe into a yes? A company car? Your choice of locations, here or abroad. Well, relocation expenses. Of course, an expense account. Oh, stock options. Country club membership. Ownership and royalty percentages for your software designs.
I liked your office and I didn't think your boss was so bad.
Oh, you would think again if you had to work with her. That woman gives evil a bad name.
Well, hello.
Hi, Mr. Gaines. Mr. Gaines, this is my sister, Danielle.
Yeah.
Danielle, Mr. Gaines, one of the nicest, kindest people you will ever meet.
Oh, and I ain't knew I was all that. But I do know how to take a compliment. I've had plenty since I changed my Eau de Cologne.
Oh. I bet you have.
You're more charming than Jaleesa.
Oh, now watch it now. You better keep your hands off of my boyfriend. Don't you know how hard it is to find a man that's gonna cook for you?
Now, that's right.
Yeah, homie, give up the gory details.
Well, it was pretty ugly. It's just the way these corporations operate. You see, they tease you and tease you, but when it comes to cash, they don't want to please you.
Well, Ron, they were pretty eager to please, man.
How eager?
Let's just say I could pay off my student loan, get a new washer dryer for Mom, get Dad a good piano, and finally, I could finally afford you.
I'm getting chills up my spine.
Hold the chills, baby. I haven't accepted the offer yet.
Well, of course you will accept the offer.
You better wake up and smell the money.
I have other options to consider.
What like other what? Options could
being
there possibly
broke,
be?
Flipping burgers and pancakes?
I don't see anybody else knocking on your door.
Terrence, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
What's up, man? You haven't been in class lately, even when you've been there. You want to talk to me? Is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah, sure. You tell my dad I'm dropping out of school.
Yeah, right. Come, hey, Terrence.
No, I'm serious. College isn't for me. I think you should be the one to tell him. He likes you.
Kimberly, 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 Kimberly. What are we going to do this evening, girls?
Study.
I know. Boogie break.
No loud music after 11?
How about a nice, quiet facial?
I had an alfalfa and onion treatment this morning, thank you.
It explains it.
Quickly. As much as we love your company, we have to study.
Yes. We are not on the princess passing through plan. Well, this princess is a pauper. She's like E.T.
Go to Dwayne's.
Well, I know when I'm not wanted. Say?
No.
Okay, well, you don't have to ask me twice. I'm going to Dwayne's.
Lisa, girl, if I would have given that guy my real name, him and his gold tooth would have tracked me back to California.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Aunt Lisa. I love you. Send Mommy back.
No.
Then it's me. I can't find the iron.
I'm not surprised.
My hair's lumpy, Mommy.
You didn't tell me I had to change the bag on the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
I love you. Call me.
That's your husband.
Jaleesa, dearie, Diane Kendall here. The Meadows presentation has been rescheduled for Tuesday, so pack your bags. We're off to Atlanta. Ta-ta.
Toodles.
Ooh, Atlanta. Jaleesa, that sounds exciting.
Diane makes Atlanta about as exciting as General Sherman did.
But your job is so challenging. My biggest dilemma is whether to buy fresh or frozen.
Oh, come on, you're a great mother, a wonderful wife. And all right, sister.
But you're always experiencing new things. I mean, you travel, you meet exciting people.
Business. It's always business. I have no personal life.
But you have a career. You're independent.
I'm also alone.
Sometimes I wish I was alone. You know, I've been thinking. I want to go back to school.
Well, don't think. Do it.
Well, Stephen isn't exactly behind the idea.
Well, why not?
Well, he says he doesn't want anybody else taking care of Alyssa, but the truth of the matter is he wants somebody to take care of him.
Danielle, you have to do whatever is necessary for you to be happy with who you are.
I know you're right, but sometimes I wonder just what would a 32-year-old mother do in a classroom?
Learn.
You don't think it's too late?
Oh, Danielle, it's never too late.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I am going to get my degree.
Hey, go on, girl. That's
thank
what I'm talking
Lisa,
about.
Lisa, thank you. You know what? I am taking my baby and I'm leaving Stephen.
No. Danielle, that's not what I was talking about.
PhD. Big money now. More money later. Help Mom and Dad out. Lose Whitney.
What in the hell are you doing?
weighing out my life options.
Job offers like this don't just run up and jump on a brother's back, you know?
Yeah, but with an advanced degree, I'll have more options.
With all the money that you're gonna get from Kanishiwa, you can buy an advanced degree. You need to be more like me. Get yours and keep on stepping. Come in.
Pookie, can I bunk on your sofa? Freddie and Kim are having a big party and I need my beauty rest.
Oh, baby, you don't need an excuse to come stay with me. Me sofa es su sofa.
Dwayne. I don't want you sneaking in here in the middle of the night and stealing kisses.
Tell me something. Why would I have to sneak in here and steal something that already belongs to me?
All of me doesn't belong to you.
Not yet.
Aren't you a little old to be playing with marbles?
I'm planning out my life.
Am I in it?
Of course. You're easy.
Easy?
You know what I mean. Everything else has two sides. An if, a but, an either, an or. I'm not so sure this job offer feels right with.
What couldn't feel right about being a leader in a major corporation? How many black men are in that position?
That's true.
As a captain of industry, you can create jobs for other people and scholarships, and then we could buy anything that we want.
Everyone. Did you say we?
I meant we in the you sense of the word.
Yeah, you're speaking French. Hello? Yes, of course I hold. Baby, it's Hiro Watanabe.
Huh?
The CEO of Kanishiwa calling from Japan.
Oh, tell him kumbawa.
Hello? Oh, yes, sir. No. Hi, I was wide awake. Yes, it's a generous offer, a very generous offer. Am I going to accept? Yes. Yes, I'm going to accept. Yes, sir.
Ooh. Sleeping with...
Dwayne.
Hiya! Oh, what? Oh!
Dwayne taught me that.
How did you know it was me?
I know my man's touch, boy. Say auntie.
Oh, right.
Say auntie with a cherry on top.
Auntie with a cherry.
I can't hear you.
Auntie with a cherry on top.
Thank you.
Oh, that's my girl.
He tried to get me. Where you been, Pookie?
Well, since I decided to take the job offer.
Oh, there is a God.
I went to the mall to spend a little money just to see what it felt like for the sake of spending.
Oh, you could have just gotten a blow-by-blow description of all the shopping sprees around the world from Bruce Whitley over there.
I wanted to experience it for myself, though.
And it felt good, didn't it?
Oh, baby, it was better than good. When I walked in there, I was Dwayne. When I left, I was Mr. Wayne. With little sales girls following me out.
Tramps.
Say, what's that on your wrist there, brother?
This is called a watch.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Like that, huh?
Did you get me anything?
But of course.
Oh, thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Oh, they're beautiful. I love you.
Oh, good. Say, homie. Did you give me something? Oh, man, I forgot to pay for it, and they made me leave it at the store.
Cheap black man.
Hey, come on, man.
Yes, well, my plane arrives at 9 o'clock. Okay, Steven. See you then. You too. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm glad to see you decided not to leave, Steven.
No, I didn't. I just decided to wait until I get home to tell him.
Danielle, a degree is not worth a divorce.
Talisa, whose side are you on, mine or Steven's? I'm on your side. You are my sister, but you are a fool. You know you can still keep your family together as well as go to school.
Not if Steven stands in my way the way Lamar stood in your way.
Well, if Lamar was as faithful as Steven is, maybe we could have worked it out. Then I would have everything that I need right now, a career and a family.
You can have a husband. You just haven't tried.
I have been looking, thank you very much.
In all the wrong places, thank you very much. Now, when is the last time you've been to church?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jaleesa, you never know when the man of your dreams might be handing you that collection plate.
Okay, fine. I promise to make the time to go back to church and find myself a husband if you promise to make the time to work this out with Steven. I mean, you guys have been together, what, 12 years?
Don't remind me.
You know, he's probably afraid if you go back to school that you might outgrow him.
Now that is pretty insightful for a cold corporate woman.
Well, take it from a woman who knows. A man as good as Steven is very hard to find. So don't you ruin my family.
Okay, okay, I won't, but I am going to get my degree. And you better stop snuggling up to that briefcase of yours and start working on your own family.
All right, all right. Come Sunday, I may be sneaking with the deacon.
Hello.
With the wait a minute. Feel it better. Pray for me.
Here you go. I won't be needing this.
Wait, Terrence, you can't quit. Terrence, you can't drop out.
Why not? There's nothing for me here. I mean, I'm not a good student. Nothing I try feels right. My roommates don't like me. Mr. Gaines tried to ban me from the pit. And the women, they call me Super Flea.
So you're a little unpopular. That's no reason to make a stupid decision. Man.
That's the only thing I've learned in college, that I'm stupid.
If you were stupid, you wouldn't be at Hillman.
Sure I would. My dad works here.
Terrence, you are one of the smartest kids in my class. You just don't try, man.
No matter how hard I try, I'll never be like you.
Bro, that's wrong. You're exactly like I was. In fact, you're cooler. When I was a freshman, I was so unpopular, nobody wanted to call me anything.
I'm supposed to believe that, huh?
It's the truth. Ron has pitches. He's gonna sell them one day. You're looking at a cat whose smoothest line was, hey, baby, how'd you like to go out for hoagies with a handsome brother who scored 800 on his math SAT?
That's weak.
So what's your attitude about school, man?
It seems like everybody knows what they want to do, and I'm majoring in confusion.
That is my point. Use this place to figure out what you want to do.
Hadn't really thought of that.
That's because I'm the teacher, baby.
Dwayne, be okay if I talk to you about this from time to time?
Yes, sure.
All right. Oh, even next year when you're at Kanishiwa?
Yeah, I'll make sure my secretary puts you through.
Kanishiwa with an extra rich sauce.
Mm. Well, that's gonna be the only thing rich around here for a little while.
What are you talking about?
Baby, I'm gonna turn down that Kanishiwa job offer and go to grad school.
Well, what brought on this rash decision?
Terrence wanted to drop out of school today.
So
he didn't because of me, Whitley.
Is that a good thing?
We need more black professors.
I know that. But why do you have to be the one to make the sacrifice?
I'm not sacrificing anything. Furthering my education, I owe that to myself. Besides, Kanishiwa will always be there, and they'll want me even more when I have my PhD, and so will you. Money, money.
Don't count on it. Mm. But if you're happy, I'm happy.
You better be.
I love you.
I know you do.
But I'm gonna have to trade you for a man with a bank account. My second thought, money isn't everything.